This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Riders will now have the chance to take a trip on Winnipeg Transit's largest zero-emission buses. For 30 days, the first 60-foot ZEBs will be in limited service, making the city the first in Canada to put 60-foot electric buses on the road. Aaron Cook, project manager for the Transition to Zero Emission Bus Program, says the next month will not only allow residents to experience these new buses, but also provide valuable information before full operations begin.
The first bus has been going out on the FX3 line. Limited service right now has been putting the buses out in the morning, so they go out between 4:35 a.m. And then we'll be out for about 4 hours. That's just to make sure that they're operational during the time here, that we have our mechanics on staff and ready to deal with any issues that happen.
In March, Winnipeg Transit announced the addition of 16 zero-emission buses to its fleet as part of the Transition to Zero-Emission Bus Program. Cook says that with ZEB's plan to enter the network this fall, they want to ensure which configuration is most efficient.
With our new network, we are looking at scaling up our articulated bus fleet substantially in the next couple of years. So that's why we wanted to get these articulated buses on the street now, so that we can really test the challenges with them. And seeing the other advantage of a fuel cell bus is fueling time too. So we can fuel a bus in 10 to 15 minutes, whereas an articulated battery electric bus has to charge for 6 to 7 hours.
Transit has ordered a second batch of ZEBs, comprising 24 units, which are scheduled to start production later this week in Winnipeg. The total purchased is now 65.
Yeah, we really took a different approach than a lot of other cities in Canada. So rather than picking the easiest routes to electrify, we took the approach of wanting to buy everything and test everything, because we didn't want to continually have to pilot buses like so many transit agencies have done in the past. We wanted to see this as a one-time trial, and then we are able to rapidly scale up because we know exactly what we're getting with each type of bus.
Cook says the plan is to expand the ZEB fleet to 90 buses, which she estimates will be about 15% of the rest of Winnipeg's bus fleet. Provisions are also being built into the new North Garage, set to open in 2028 to accommodate even greater growth.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a really exciting time here. There's been a lot of people working really hard in the background to make this happen. So it's good to finally see the buses out on the street after months of work here in the background, getting everybody ready for these buses. And I'm excited for the citizens of Winnipeg to get to ride them now.
By the end of the year, the current roster of ZEBs is expected to have all 16 buses in service and regular rotation. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.